Second Baruch, chapter 1-5. And it came to pass in the 25th year of Jeconiah, the king of Judah, that the word of the Lord came to Baruch, son of Neriah, and said to him,
Have you seen everything that this people is doing to me? The evils done by the remaining tribes are greater than those done by the 10 tribes that were carried away into exile. For the former tribes were forced by their kings to sin, but these two themselves have been forcing and compelling their kings to sin. Therefore, behold, I shall bring evil upon this city and upon its inhabitants, and it will be taken away from before my presence for a time. And I shall scatter this people among the nations, so that they may do good to the nations. And my people will be chastened, but the time will come when they will search for what is able to make their times prosperous. Therefore, I have told you these things so that you may tell Jeremiah, along with all those who are like you, to retire from this city. For your works are like a firm pillar to this city, and your prayers like a strong wall.
And I said, O Lord, my Lord, have I come into the world in order to see the evils of my mother? No, my Lord. If I have found favor in your eyes, first take away my spirit, so that I may go to my fathers and not witness the destruction of my mother. For I am hard pressed from two sides, for I cannot resist you. But my soul also cannot witness the evil of my mother. But one thing I shall say in your presence, O Lord. What will happen after these things? For if you destroy your city and deliver up your country to those who hate us, how will the name of Israel be remembered again? Or how shall anyone ever again speak about your glories? Or to whom will the content of your law be explained? Or will the world return to its natural state, and the age revert to its original silence? And will the multitude of the souls be taken away? And will the nature of man never again be mentioned? And where is everything that you spoke to Moses regarding us? And the Lord said to me,
This city will be delivered up for a time, and the people will be chastened for a time, and the world will not be forgotten. Or do you think that this is the city of which I spoke about when I said, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands? It is not this present building that has been constructed in your midst. It is that which will be revealed with me, and which was already prepared from the moment I decided to create the garden. And I showed it to Adam before he sinned, but when he transgressed the commandment, it was taken away from him, as well as the garden. And after these things, I showed it to my servant Abraham in the night between the portions of the victims. And again, I also showed it to Moses on Mount Sinai when I showed him the pattern of the dwelling and all its vessels. And now, behold, it is preserved with me, as well as the garden. Now go and do as I command you.
And I answered and said, So therefore, I shall be guilty in Zion? For your haters will come to this place and pollute your sanctuary. and will carry off your inheritance into exile, and will make themselves masters over those whom you love. And they will depart again to the land of their idols, and will boast before them. And what will you do for your great name? And the Lord said to me,
My name and my glory shall last unto eternity. However, my judgment shall assert its rights in its own time. And you shall see with your eyes that the enemy shall not demolish Zion, nor shall they burn Jerusalem, but they shall serve the judge for a time. But you go and do everything that I have said to you.
And I went away and took with me Jeremiah and Iddo and Seraiah and Jabesh and Gedaliah and all the nobles of the people. And I led them to the Kidron Valley and told them everything that had been said to me. And they raised their voices and they all wept. And we sat there and fasted until evening.